Riftbound Origins vs. Spiritforged in 2026, the best starter deck and upgrade path. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy one champion deck, not a random booster pile. Jinx is the clean aggressive Origins entry, Lee Sin is the tactical alternative, Fiora is the precise Spiritforged combat choice, and Rumble is the engine-driven branch. Origins vs. Spiritforged is not an addition war. The useful question is which champion teaches the turn pattern you want. Riftbound sets and starters can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Two starters teach champion, deck, rune economy, battlefields, units, actions, combat, scoring, and why holding one resource changes the opponent's line. The cabinet's test is whether champions, rune colors, battlefields, unit commitment, and combat sequencing turn a familiar Runeterra character into a distinct deck plan. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Riftbound sets and starters should you buy? Buy one champion deck, not a random booster pile. Jinx is the clean aggressive Origins entry, Lee Sin is the tactical alternative, Fiora is the precise Spiritforged combat choice, and Rumble is the engine-driven branch. Origins versus Spiritforged is not an addition war. The useful question is which champion teaches the turn pattern you want. The first box should let two starters teach champion, deck, rune economy, battlefields, units, actions, combat, scoring, and why holding one resource changes the opponent's line. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Riftbound sets and starters, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Origins and Spiritforged products are compatible parts of one TCG, but starter deck difficulty and upgrade cost differ. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Riftbound sets and starters actually feel like? Riftbound turns League of Legends champions into decks that contest battlefields, build resources, and create recognizable tactical identities. Champion choice shapes the deck's curve and combat rhythm. A first deck should make its intended sequence visible rather than hide behind raw card rarity. The tension comes from committing enough force to win a battlefield without leaving the next objective or counterattack undefended. The lasting hook is that champions, rune colors, battlefields, unit commitment, and combat sequencing turn a familiar Runeterra character into a distinct deck plan. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup, use clearly marked battlefield, resource, deck, discard, and champion zones. Sleeve each deck in a distinct color and use counters that cannot be confused with game resources. Play the first match with open mulligans. Teaching plan, teach resources, units, battlefields, combat, champion identity, and scoring through one contested location. Avoid set-by-set history until the players can describe why their champion wants a particular board. Before cleanup, photograph champion, main deck, rune area, battlefields, units, score state, discard tokens, and active versus committed cards. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Origins is the first foundation and Spiritforged broadens the card pool. They are compatible, not mutually exclusive. Lurkana is more family readable. Magic is more structurally mature. Riftbound's draw is a battlefield contest tied tightly to familiar champions. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to starter clarity, set timing, champion identity, rune demands, upgrade cost, local format, and whether a second deck creates a balanced home teach. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Riftbound sets and starters. Theme earns the first play while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Champion pick Jinx, Lee Sin, Fiora, or Rumble. Choose the turn pattern and character attachment. Pair by a second deck for the table. A learning environment needs an opponent at the same product tier. Play 10 intact games, identify dead draws and weak turns before changing ratios. Upgrade targeted singles, fix consistency in battlefield roles. Sealed boosters last, open packs for collection pleasure, not as the deck plan. The stopping rule matters. A champion deck is a coherent entry, not a promise of a finished competitive list. Set hype and sealed scarcity should not replace choosing a champion whose play pattern is enjoyable. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists, it does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Riftbound sets and starters, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner contest with a reserve. Do not commit every unit to the first visible battlefield. Regular sequence champion value, make the champion's text create immediate board or card advantage. Advanced pressure two objectives, force the opponent to divide answers rather than building one obvious clash. Expert plan the recovery turn. The best battle win leaves resources and cards to exploit the next opening. Debrief the battlefield commitment that conceded the other lane. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about starter clarity, set timing, champion identity, rune demands, upgrade cost, local format, and whether a second deck creates a balanced home teach. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, teach resources, units, battlefields, combat, champion identity, and scoring through one contested location. Avoid set-by-set history until the players can describe why their champion wants a particular board. Solo, Riftbound is built around opposing players and contested battlefields. Solo test hands can expose rune and curve problems, they do not reproduce lane pressure or combat interaction. The invisible budget is sleeves, tokens, rune sorting, champion upgrades, release timing, local play, and waiting for a deck preference before chasing a sealed set. That workload predicts whether Riftbound sets and starters returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Origins and Spirit Forge products are compatible parts of one TCG, but starter deck difficulty and upgrade cost differ. A champion deck is a coherent entry, not a promise of a finished competitive list. Set hype and sealed scarcity should not replace choosing a champion whose play pattern is enjoyable. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout, Spirit Forge does not invalidate Origins. A newer champion deck is not automatically easier or stronger. Booster boxes are not required to upgrade a champion deck. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Riftbound sets and starters Jinx is the easiest broad recommendation. Fiora is the best current step for a player who wants tighter combat sequencing. Buy 2 decks for a home teach, then upgrade one with targeted singles after the local format and champion preference are clear. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Riftbound Origins Jinx Champion Deck on Amazon, Riftbound Origins Lee Sin Champion Deck on Amazon, Riftbound Spirit Forged Fiora Champion Deck on Amazon, Riftbound Spirit Forged Rumble Champion Deck on Amazon. Final verdict. Jinx is the easiest broad recommendation. Fiora is the best current step for a player who wants tighter combat sequencing. Buy 2 decks for a home teach, then upgrade one with targeted singles after the local format and champion preference are clear. Frequently asked questions. Should I start with Origins or Spirit Forged? Start with the champion deck whose character and turn pattern appeal most, both belong to the same game. Which Riftbound deck is easiest? Jinx is the broad aggressive beginner recommendation. Are Origins and Spirit Forged compatible? Yes. They are sets in the same Riftbound TCG. Do champion decks need upgrades? They are playable entries. Targeted upgrades improve consistency for more serious play. Should I buy 2 decks? Yes, for a home teach, ideally 2 decks at a similar product tier. Do I need booster boxes? Number use singles after choosing a champion and identifying exact deck needs.